Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. So this is calling on the police to not arrest Palestine Action. Please desist from doing so. I know Palestine Action was proclaimed a terrorist organization prescribed by the Home Secretary, Eva Cooper, several weeks ago. So some members of Palestine Action, they broke into a Royal Air Force base and they vandalized a plane. And then I read it, this consists of simply spraying paint on it. Now, nobody should break into military bases. And one, there's a particular law which makes trespass criminal in certain designated sites, such as military bases, royal palaces, and so forth. Trespass is usually a civil wrong and not criminous. But in this case, it is for obvious reasons, because other people come in there for peaceful protests or to commit a terrorist act, or espionage, or whatever. And you can't be too gentle with them. Otherwise, terrorists will come in and say, well, we'll just arrest you. And then they shoot dead the police or the RAF or whoever. So, of course, they shouldn't vandalize or damage a plane in any way, injuring it even with paint. Okay, prosecute them. But Palestine Action is thousands of people. Is it tens of thousands? And only a handful did that. Maybe some of the others approved, but they're armchair supporters. So, and I've seen these preposterous attempts by socialist parliamentarians to say it's a terrorist organization. Right, I know what the legal designation of it is, but that's not always accurate. You can think of any number of organizations which were labeled terrorist organizations and are not. The British Broadcasting Corporation was deemed a terrorist organization in Zimbabwe in 2008. It shows how preposterous it is. All sorts of organizations are terrorist in Russia. Anyone, human rights organizations, anyone's democracy, anyone who supports even autonomy for some of the ethnic minority groups in Russia is a so-called terrorist, and so forth. So it's preposterous. It's just misused, and it's being the boy who cried wolf. You devalue it by using against dissidents, and then when real terrorists will say, "Well, you know, they call these peaceful people, so that's just the same as us." It's ludicrous. And this is not to be taken lightly. It's not to be bandied about for anyone you disagree with. It's part of the closing of the Overton window, the ever narrowing parameters of permissible political utterance. And if you're outside that, you're somehow extreme and dangerous and preposterous. And yesterday's extreme is today's mainstream, and so on. So I know the police, they don't make the law, they enforce the law, agree with it, disagree with it. They're meant to enforce it in a disinterested manner. Now, I know the police is a far left organization, and it's mostly about ramming leftist ideology down people's throats. It's about harassing right wingers and so on. Now, Palestine Action, I don't know if they're left wing or right wing. I mean, you know, I'm a right winger and I support Palestinian freedom. It just should be so blindingly blatant to any decent human being. The Palestinians have suffered the most horrendous, outrageous oppression for decades, for generations, and they deserve freedom. It's the grossest injustice, and the mass murder of civilians is committed with impunity every single day by the Israeli military. I was reading how the death toll is over 62,000 people, and the presumption have got to be they've been civilians. Even the Israeli military's own estimate is that over 85% are civilians. And for every one killed, there are about three wounded, and so on. Many more people kidnapped, not arrested, kidnapped. Israel's got no business illegally occupying them. No trial nor charge held for years, often in inhumane conditions, and frequently tortured, and they're publicly humiliated. They've been tortured on television, broadcast on Israeli television. They're happy to do that. They're proud to do it, and so on. It's absolutely sick. And His Majesty's government should not be supporting this, even indirectly, with weapon sales or whatever, with spy flights over Gaza, wasting our money, my hard-earned money. I put time in, I get up at 5:30 in the morning to earn that money, to be pissed away, colluding in genocide. It's sickening. And so Palestine Action, although they did something unlawful, they are really not the biggest criminals in this whole saga. So Starmer's administration, the Conservative Party, you know, they're all answerable for this. Is revolting what's been happening. I'm glad that some sort of action has finally taken place, some sort of recognition of Palestine, only a few decades too late, but better late than never. So the police, they have to make these decisions. They don't follow orders from the Home Secretary because that would politicize policing even more so than it is at the moment, make it openly partisan. She could say, round up all the Tories, arrest Reform UK, smash up the, you know, Liberal Democrat conference, something like that. So they don't make operational decisions. They're sometimes informed about it. Okay, the police decide we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I remember that's what brought down Suella Braverman, that she publicly denounced the way the police handle some protests in 2023. And so it goes on. Goodness. So the police have to use their discretion, and they don't enforce every law to the nth degree, because they'll say we've got bigger fish to fry. You know, people who are smoking inside a pub or something like that in Liverpool, I heard about the police say, OK, you know, we're trying to find lost children. There's a kidnapping case. There's a bank robbery. There's a murder. There's a rape, whatever. There's a huge importation of heroin. This is petty. So we're not going after sixpenny matters. And Palestine Action Office is de minimis. You think to arrest a few hundred of them takes 1,000 police officers when we have, you know, crime going through the roof, including violent crime, shoplifting. And I know shoplifting is not, you know, a felony. It's a misdemeanor. All right. And I would be reluctant to sell people to prison. Prisons for dangerous people. Give people warnings, give people fines, give people community service cautions. But eventually, if they do it hundreds of times, you have to, because clearly everything else isn't working. So the police are there. They are rounding people up for nonviolent crimes, for victimless crimes, and encourage them to do it even more in defiance. So they're going to be so many, it'll just be impossible to arrest them, clogging up the courts, clogging up the prison system, and so on. I think very few of them will go to prison at the end, but they could face sentence up to 14 years for that. It's preposterous. So the police have to decide what they're going to do. Prioritization, that is the essence of governance and indeed policing. I remember a police officer who told me about being at Glastonbury years ago, and you can see the purple haze of cannabis smoke rising off the crowd. There are tens of thousands of revelers there. A lot of them are smoking illegal substances. And no, they're not going to try and arrest every or indeed any person for possession of cannabis. Then they have no time to do anything more serious matters. They save their time, their strength for things which really matter, like violent crime. Not that I'm condoning cannabis, I mean, I actually believe in legalization, but yes, it's a very, very foolish thing to touch. It's very, very bad for you, but your mental health, your physical health, whether it should be dealt with through the criminal law or handled as a health issue is another matter. I mean, I would go for the latter. But there we go. So the police choose not to enforce the law sometimes. They let some things drift because they have to. I mean, I've heard police dealing with a minor matter saying, you know, it's not the biggest issue. We could just let this go. Because we arrest someone, it's going to take a couple of hours of our time off the streets, filling in forms, processing this person. And is that a sensible way to spend our time and the public's money? Surely not. So the police have surely got to be a little bit wiser and say there are far more important things, there are far more urgent matters to deal with. And it's actually going to make them demonstrate even more. So we're just going to let this one go. We could sort of round them up, rate it, these ringleaders and things like that. And they're courting arrest to try and to make the system as risible. Well, appear as risible as it truly is. And obviously, it's obviously rocket fuel to the far left, to Jeremy Corbyn's as yet unnamed party, the Greens and so forth, or the pro-Palestinian parliamentarians. So Labour has shown itself to be illiberal, bigoted, oppressive, idiotic, hypocritical, criminalizing these people. So yeah, I certainly don't condone damaging aircraft or breaking into military bases. I've never done that, never encouraged that. I very much discourage everyone from doing that. Would never incite them to do that. And if you know anything about such offences, please tell the police. But that's not to say that everybody in Palestine Action is a criminal. They're certainly not terrorists. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Thanks, police officers. I know you listen to me, police women and police men. I'm so evil that I say police women and police men. Right. Thank you. Please subscribe to my channel on Patreon, donate, PayPal, georgecallan798@gmail.com. Goodbye.